York Region has officially passed a new climate change action plan to reach its goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. The plan features 20 actions, including integrating climate change considerations into decision-making, establishing community targets and increasing the use of more sustainable transportation. The plan is meant to work with other regional initiatives that address environmental issues, including energy conservation and waste management plans. The climate plan is intended to be a living document reviewed annually. Newmarket Mayor John Taylor questioned the short-term goal of the plan in a committee of the whole meeting last month. He said he was concerned about too much reduction at the back-end timeline, without specific reduction noted in the plan within the next 10 years. But staff indicated that emission reductions will mostly be borne out through the corporate energy plan. Much of the net zero by 2050 target will rely on the electrification of the region's vehicle fleet, which staff indicated could occur in the first 20 years. It is imperative we have a plan in place to protect the future of York Region, Markham Regional Councillor Jim Jones, chair of the region's Planning and Economic Development Committee, said. All levels of government, businesses and members of the community can work toward net zero emissions and play a part in managing the outcome of climate change. The plan states that staff will develop performance indicators to track reduction efforts. More strategies will also come for communication and education. From extreme weather events to rising temperatures, we continue to experience the impact of climate change, York Region Chairman and CEO Wayne Emerson said in a news release. We are addressing climate change to help strengthen and sustain our communities and protect the environment for generations to come. York Regional Council remains steadfast in our commitment to these actions and the need to work together with all partners to build a more resilient future.